Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson, and it's time for us once again to head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, Jimmy, for a very special guest.
Yes, we're joined by Tennessee men's golf coach Brennan Webb. Brennan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing fantastic.
Doing well, thanks.
I know the golf season was cut short, obviously, this past season, but you've had some players that are out there in the summer. Tell us about some of them that you think are having a good off season.
Yeah, they're just kind of getting ramped up here in the last couple of weeks. The big stuff's going to start here very soon, and some of the guys will get on the road for 4 or 5 weeks in a row. But we had a great result last week. Bryce Lewis, who just finished his freshman year, won the Golden Isles Invitational down in Brunswick, Georgia. That's the 70th edition of the tournament. It's been going on forever and ever. And Bryce shot 18 under for 3 days and won in a playoff. So it was exciting to see him do that. Obviously, you get guys winning tournaments in the summer, that's great for everybody else.
All right, I got to ask you this, and I know you've played a lot of golf. How many times have you had somebody hit an ace against you in a match?
I have fortunately never had that happen to me.
Well, let's talk about Cade Russell, because I understand in the state match play tournament, Steve Gaulier had an ace against him. Somebody else had one before, and then I heard that there was a third time this year that Cade Russell had somebody knock a hole-in-one on him. Were you aware of that?
I didn't know about the three times. I did see Steve get one against them this week, I guess in one of their preliminary round matches there. But yeah. If there's anyone that can roll with the punches, it's Cade. And he'll be still smiling on the way to the next tee and ready to get after it on the next hole. So if it's going to happen to anyone, I guess it's best it probably happens to Cade.
Well, I was wondering if I couldn't get a match with him.
Yeah, he could probably charge a fee to get out there with him now.
Yeah, the way that's going.
That's great.
Coach, it is great to talk to you, and no doubt about it, this has been a year unlike anybody's experienced before. How did your team handle just the school aspect of it with everything shutting down in terms of being on campus? And you guys had a record number, either one, recognized for their scholastic achievements or on the honor list when it comes to academics. Pretty impressive to see the way your team handled that, isn't it?
Yeah, they did great. Obviously, this is something that none of us have been through before, and they, you know, just kind of did what we asked them to do and just take it day by day and one day at a time. That's all you can really do. Obviously, we're all hoping and wishing we could go back to what we thought was normal and get there, but, you know, we just can do whatever we can, and they did a great job. They just looked at the tasks that they had and did what they could do in the classroom, and they ended up having a tremendous amount of success. I mean, having five guys make the academic All-American team is a stupendous number. So it was great to see. And then I think eight or nine guys I saw today made the honor roll. So fantastic.
Yeah, you had the numbers, five academic All-Americans, nine make the SEC Spring Academic Honor Roll, which is a program record. So I know that's got to be very pleasing to a head coach. How did you go about keeping tabs on your guys, just checking in on them? And we've heard about Zoom calls, different things like that. What did you do to keep tabs?
Yeah, we had a couple of Zoom calls, and then, you know, just try to stay in touch, texting and emailing and calling each other on the phone and making sure everyone's doing all right. These guys, you know, seem to handle it well. Fortunately, they were able to, you know, still get outside and play golf, so that helped them have a sense of normalcy for sure. And we just, you know, did our best and tried to stay in touch, make sure everyone's doing as well as they can under the circumstances.
Coach Webb, I did want to ask you also about Tyler Johnson. I believe he and his father won a father-son golf tournament earlier, and I just wonder, I know that he's playing with his dad, but anytime you have a player that wins something, I would think that would be a feather in their cap.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was the state championship put on by the Tennessee Golf Association, so to get a state champion victory in any format is fantastic, and I was super happy to see Tyler and his dad, Eric, get the victory. I know they both played very well, and Tyler, I think, shot 4 or 5 under on the final 9 holes for them to win. So that was great. You know, it's competition, and that's the thing that we've tried to impress upon these guys this year. You know, you're going to be just as nervous trying to win that tournament as you're going to be trying to win the U.S. Open. You know, winning's winning, and the more that you can get used to it, the better off you're going to be, and make it a habit, just like everything else. So it's good to see us get a couple of victories, and hopefully we'll get a few more heading into the fall.
Did you have any seniors whose season was cut short that are returning?
Yes, we have three players. Reese Nevin, he was an All-American last year from England. He's coming back. Braden Garrison's from Nolensville. Braden's been a tremendous player here in his four-year career, somewhere close to the top 10 in the career scoring average for the program. And then Jake Meanhorse from New Zealand is actually on his way back tomorrow, I think, back in the United States to get ready for what he is going to be a bonus senior year for him as well. So I'm excited to have those guys back. We obviously are going to have another big, deep roster and with an extra year of experience. So it's going to be a fun time to see them battle it out for spots on the road.
Did that cause you to juggle your roster any, having the three seniors return?
It did not at all with the current roster. It did affect some future recruiting, you know, as just the trickle-down effect of everyone kind of being pushed back a year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're essentially going to have the same roster as we did last year with one additional freshman coming in, Jackson Skeen from Johnson City, Tennessee. And then we have a junior college transfer from Midland, Texas, who's from England originally, George Saunders. So we'll add those two guys to the mix. Hopefully that'll just make everyone work even that much harder.
You never know exactly how anniversaries hit you, but into June, it was your second anniversary from the day you were hired and named the golf coach of the Volunteers. And I'm just wondering, what have been your thoughts on the first 2 years? How proud are you of your guys?
I couldn't be more proud. It was for what they've done and who they've become and everything that, you know, we've asked them to do, they've done and then some, and they've, you know, pushed themselves to a level that I didn't think that we were going to get to this fast. I certainly didn't foresee that coming in. But, you know, these guys are tremendous athletes, tremendous student athletes. They love the University of Tennessee. They love being part of the golf program, and they're, you know, so excited to be the guys that have done what they've done for these 2 years. And when I told them, I remember the very first coaches meeting, I said, you guys, or players meeting, I said, if you guys do this, one day you're going to go look back and say, that was me and my guys that did that and turned that into the elite program that we're going to do it here. So, they've exceeded all of my expectations on and off the golf course as young men, and the growth they've shown and everything they've done. So it was shocking those 2 years, to be honest with you. It was to come up, it seemed like just yesterday. So it's been a good sign that it's felt like it's been gone fast.
The resume is impressive. In your 2 years at Tennessee, 5 team titles, finished in the top 25 for the first time since 2009. You had 2 individuals win tournament titles, and you've had 2 All-Americans, 3 All-SEC selections. And you also get to now recruit along with one really, really impressive golf facility to call home. What is it like to just see this momentum generated by the guys that wear the orange and white, as well as that next wave that's coming in to pick up that challenge?
Yeah, I mean, it's been tremendously exciting. I've told every recruit that everything that they need to succeed and achieve all of their dreams at college and the next level that we have here at the University of Tennessee, and certainly, you know, the testament to the athletic department and the university, that the support that they show to golf, it's great. And just, I tell everybody, we're trying to be great at everything here at the University of Tennessee, and that's the expectations we have, and everything they need to do that is here. So I'm excited for the future for sure.
Brandon, I was just looking at your roster. I count 11 players from the state of Tennessee on your roster, and I'm not sure if that counts Jackson Skeen. What does that say about the golf talent in the state of Tennessee?
Yeah, I remember the very first day that I got the job, someone asked me about that, and it's my feelings that the state of Tennessee, with as good a job as the Tennessee Golf Association, the Tennessee Golf Foundation does supporting junior golf, that, you know, it's top, one of the top 4 or 5 states in the country for junior golf. And you look at the opportunities that these kids have from as young as 6 years old all the way through to, you know, they get to college playing the SNEDS Tour and all everything else that they're doing. And, you know, you look at the programs we have even here in the city of Knoxville, the kids play free that Scott Stallings supports. There's really, it's been phenomenal. And I think you're starting to see that that take effect now as these kids get to this age, college age. And so it's certainly an advantage for us, and we certainly want to keep these kids here in state at the flagship university.
You said Tennessee is one of the top four or five states in junior golf. What's the metric on that? How was that determined?
If you just look at the amount of kids that are ranked, you know, inside the top 50 or 100 per class, each graduating class, either there's going to be 5, 6, 7, 8 kids from Tennessee in those classes, and there's just not a whole lot of other states that can match that number.
Wow, impressive.
Coach, in your 2 years at Tennessee, it's got to be a neat feeling to connect with those that played golf at Tennessee before you arrived. What has it been like to get to know some of the past alumni, some of the successful golfers from Tennessee that now are just right there in your corner talking about all that they're pleased with that they've seen?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I think we've tried to make those guys feel like they're part of the program. We've had our first kind of Tennessee Golf Day last year. We're looking to have another continue that tradition this fall as well, you know. And we're just trying to do everything we can so to make this one big huge family. And so when you graduate here from the University of Tennessee, you got a network out there of fellow golfers from the University of Tennessee that know what you went through and share the experiences that you share. And you know, who knows how that's going to help these current guys with the rest of their lives. So we're just trying to do everything we can to make it feel like a family and do everything we can to make sure everyone still feels connected.
And then I know you have to be really pleased with an addition that you made, that you brought on the staff. Talk about Bo Andrews and the impact that he's had.
Yeah, he's meant as much of this success as anybody. You know, Bo and I had a special relationship when he played at Georgia Tech and I was the assistant coach there for his last couple years. And we actually played golf today and we're talking about what, you know, that everything that had to happen for him to get here. And, you know, the minute I got the job, he was the guy that I wanted to hire. And I, you know, took me a couple weeks to finally convince him, but it certainly was the best decision I've made as the coach at the University of Tennessee to have him here. The guys absolutely love him. He puts his heart and soul into this place and works really, really, really hard. And his efforts in the recruiting are going to pay off here in the next couple of years. And he's going to be a huge part of everything that happens here. So I know he loves being part of Rocky Top. He just bought himself his first condo and settling in. And his girlfriend Shannon is going to be enrolled at Tennessee next year in grad school. So they're making Rocky Top home. So it's been great to see.
Yeah, and all that. And he goes out and he shot a 65 not too long ago right here at Oak Ridge Country Club, right?
That's right. He shoots a lot of those. He doesn't miss too many putts, so if he can get it somewhere around the green, he's going to be pretty dangerous. So he's actually going to be my partner next week at the Tennessee Four Ball, so I'm counting on him.
Well, yeah, good luck. Now, do you have a number of players participating in that?
Yeah, so next week is our first – almost all of the guys are in a competition somewhere. We have Reese, Hunter, Spencer, and Bryce are heading to Dallas to play in the Southern Amateur. We have Trenton and Kate are heading down to Savannah to play in the Savannah Quarters Invitational down there. And then we probably have another 5 or 6 guys that are competing in the four ball. So it's a busy week. It's exciting times for me to finally get to, you know, click on those live scoring and follow along and see how everyone's doing. So Braden and Reese are down in South Carolina this weekend playing the Palmetto Amateur. And then Kate and Jake Hall were playing in the state match play at Lookout. So it's been great just to finally have that competition going again.
Well, fantastic. Hey, Brennan, you've done a great job. Thank you so much for joining us, and continued success.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Vols golf coach, Brennan Webb.
Joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.